Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Whoa, what a great Happy New Year so far this year. And we have got an incredible show for you today beyond anything you can even imagine. You know, I love getting together with my buddies to kick off a new year. Chaney Weiner is joining us here today. Chaney, of course, has been on the show like a gazillion times, but most importantly, this is the guy we want to have on the show when we're talking about how to overcome fear. You know, what does doubt do in our lives, worry, and what is this notion of self-worth? How do we live our lives? How do we get to this place where self-worth isn't something we think about, whether or not we have it or we don't have it? So much this week in terms of the media and the pop culture on what all of this or any of this means. Chaney's joining me here today because we've got a great show for you. How to increase your self-worth, overcome fear, doubt, and worry, and transform any area of your life within 7 hours. Okay, let me say it again. Within 7 hours. Let me tell you a little bit about my colleague and friend joining me here on the show tonight. He is an inspirational and transformative speaker, founder of the Wealth Mastery Success Program. His knowledge and experience just blow by 20 years plus of work and study. You know, he is somebody that knows about fitness, psychology, communication, physiology, neuroscience, and how to take these disciplines and jackknife our lives up to the next level. So today, we're going to get to hear in this year how we can be inspired worldwide to achieve wealth in each of those 7 areas of our life by discovering what, how completely powerful we are. Chaney, my gosh, it is so good having you back on the show. Happy New Year, and aren't we going to have a blast?
Thank you, Pat, and I've been looking forward to this. I love coming on this show. It's definitely one of my favorite shows, for sure.
Well,
I'm really grateful for being here.
I'm grateful to have you here. Let's back up for a minute because I want to know how to increase my self-worth, quite honestly. You know, for some of us, self-worth has been an issue for decades. I mean, so many people are just feeling like they're down a court. And so I wanted to get a sense for you of, out of all the things you've done, all that you've accomplished, you know, the expert that you are, what is it about this that you decide, you know, that you made you decide to take this on?
Well, in terms of self-worth, it's really interesting because I've noticed a lot of people will give attention to self-esteem, thinking that it's something outside of themselves, which is in essence what self-esteem is, because self-esteem depends on other people's compliments and other people's accolades and all the wonderful things people say about you. But what about when those people aren't there anymore and you're by yourself? Everyone loves to have alone time, but what about when you're alone, you're by yourself, or if you don't have other people around and you're by yourself? What about then? You're with yourself, and your self-worth, it comes from within you, and it's amazing because I see a lot of people who are confused by the two, and they're great when they're around other people, but when they get by themselves, they have a tendency to get quote-unquote depressed, and I've seen it with many people. I know for me, fortunately, I have never got into those types of states because I've always had this awareness that there's something else there. So I've always heard self-esteem, being that I come from a fitness and a psychology background, but self-worth is something that really intrigues me, and it's something that is incredibly important to every single one, and not only everyone listening, but everyone in the world, because everyone has a value that they have to the world, and many people are not aware of it, and they rely on other people to give them their value instead of realizing their own.
You know, you're somebody that's extremely successful, Chaney, and I mean, I love this. I love talking with you. I just think, you know, we have the great greatest time. But self-worth is really an issue that does need to be addressed. Now, I've got to ask you a question. Is this an issue that kind of leans more towards men or leans more towards women?
That's an excellent question. And in fact, that's the first time I've ever gotten asked if it's towards men or towards women. And the answer to that is it's really towards every single person, because every single person has a value that they have to the world. But most people are not aware that they have a tremendous value to the world, that they have something unique and special about themselves based on the things that are most important to them, and that it serves the world. And that's why I love the other areas that I speak about, but self-worth is one of probably the top two or three that I really love to speak about, because so many people are really limiting themselves and not realizing their value that they have not only to themselves but to everyone around them and to the world as well.
You know, don't you? I'm just curious, you know, what happens when you get out in public and you ask people, you know, what is the price they put on their own self-worth, right? And then you talk to them after a while. I mean, most of us think we really have high value and self-worth, but yet our behavior starts to show up differently. And I wonder if you could address that issue or tell me whether I'm off base on this or not.
Now, that's a really interesting point that you're bringing up, Pat, because it's funny because it's not so funny, but I have a woman who's in my Wealth Mastery Success program, and one of the questions that I have people ask, because I do a whole step on self-worth, and everyone listening now, write this question down. Ask yourself the question, what is it about who you are that brings value to the world? And she asked this question, well, I asked her this question as part of my program, and she said, I have no idea. I don't have any value to the world. Now, what that tells me is a couple of things. Number one, she's never asked this type of question before. Number two, she was also telling me leading up to this that she had low self-esteem, which told me that she didn't have an awareness of the difference between self-esteem and self-worth. And the other thing is that she was injecting in other people's values and what other people were telling her she should be doing, she has to be doing, she's supposed to be doing. And in fact, one of those things happened to be the marriage that she was in, that she wasn't really, quote-unquote, happy being in, because she was told that she was supposed to get married. She was in her 40s. She had to have children. She had to have a family. So it was the have-tos, the shoulds, the got-tos, and that contributed to, well, one of the things that contributed to her not knowing her value, not only to herself, but to the world.
So I got to ask you this question. I so love talking with you. This is really a perfect topic, and you are the perfect person to talk about it. Because, you know, first of all, you're a very successful man, very successful individual. But I want to ask you this question. So then, in her case, and in the case of many of us, Chaney, I mean, you know, are self-esteem and self-worth, are they like strange bedfellows, or do they really belong to be in bed together?
Great way to put it.
Okay, here we go.
Well, they're both important, but what happens is most people rely on the self-esteem, because again, self-esteem is important. And actually, the example that I like to give in a sense is, I've used this one before, Michael Jordan, when he played basketball. Now, he was a pretty inspired guy, had a high self-worth, and really was inner-driven, but there were even times with him where he needed the outside support, if you will. Sometimes maybe if he wasn't feeling so great on the court, there were other people there to lift him up, to bring him up. There's nothing wrong with that. So it does have a place, and I'm using that example for a reason, because self-esteem, again, it comes from other people, and the big distinction is that self-esteem can be given to you or taken away from you by other people, and that's why a lot of people, one of the reasons why they have either high or low self-esteem issues, because it's based on somebody else. But it does come into play and does help you in certain situations. My main point here is to be aware that self-worth comes from you and is the value you bring to the world. So they do both work hand in hand, but more so it's the self-worth, because that comes from you, not from somebody else.
Okay, so we're talking about helping people overcome fear, doubt, worry, and transform within 7 hours. I want to ask you, what has the public said about your claim to that? I know that you have been on Montel or Montel Across America, and, you know, so there's a platform that you've been out in the world. And what I love about you is you're not afraid to take this to the edge and have people come out there and just absolutely demonstrate the power of some of these incredible tools you have. But what has it been like for you to make that claim that within 7 hours a life can be transformed?
Well, I can answer that in a number of ways. Well, the way that it's done, and actually the technique that I use, I'll talk about that as well. It's part of my Wealth Mastery Success Program. It's actually derived from the work of Dr. DeMartini, John DeMartini, who was in The Secret.
I love John.
Yeah, and the methodology, it's based on science, and it allows you to basically balance out the imbalanced or the lopsided perceptions of your mind, because human beings see the world based on their perceptions. I mean, that's pretty much how human beings function. And if somebody sees a situation as being negative, well, they're perceiving more negatives than positives, more pain than pleasure, and they don't see the upsides. So it's all perceptual based. And in terms of overcoming any fear, doubt, and worry, it's any fear, doubt, and worry. It's not every fear, doubt, and worry, because nobody on the face of the planet is going to overcome every single fear, doubt, and worry. It's going to go away forever, because as we grow, as we elevate to higher levels of awareness, and we expand our consciousness, if you will, there's always going to be those challenges that are going to come up, and there's going to be fear, doubt, and worry with that. So it's just a matter of how do you handle those situations when they come up. So in terms of transforming any area of your life within 7 hours, it comes down to asking a series of questions that help a person in balancing out the one-sidedness of their mind.
Well, we're just warming up here on the Dr. Pat Show. Chaney and I will be back after break. I want to make sure, Chaney, everybody has the website to make sure that if they're following us on the show, that they can take a look at exactly what we're talking about through your website, which is WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com. WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, Chaney and I are going to be talking about, you know, how we speak about the importance of investing in ourselves. What does that really break down to? Do many of us have the courage to truly invest in ourselves? And you know what? Do we know how to invest abundantly? Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm going to pull the change out of my pocket and see if I'm getting ready to invest in myself with Chaney when we come back with the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, I'm going to take a minute to give you the toll-free number because I cannot wait for you to call in and chime in on the conversation with my friend Chaney. And, you know, when we let me give out the number. Let me start at that point because I am curious to find out how much you think you're worth. How much do you think you're worth? 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. How much do you think you're worth? And how do you have that show up in your life? You know, Chaney, okay, let's talk about self-worth. So I said I was going to reach in my pocket and I was going to pull out some change. And, you know, my dad used to say that's chump change. And so I want to talk about this self-worth, but I want to talk about it from the perspective of, you know, how it plays out in our lives, meaning that when we talk about our self-worth, how do we truly know we're either living up to what we think we're worth, or what's the consequence of not claiming, naming that amount which is truly representative of who we are?
That's a great question.
Don't you love being on the show with me? I got to ask you.
I love it, and I am doing my absolute best to just calm down my laughter because I would definitely laugh the most and have a very fun time being on your show. So I'm nice and poised here.
Okay.
I forgot the question.
Well, I have 55 cents I'm pulling out of my pocket, okay? I got 55 cents here. So we're talking about self-worth, and I want to break it down to money because so much of what we do has a measurable component. And sometimes we talk about self-worth, we talk about fear, we talk about self-esteem, we talk about doubt, but we don't really have a measurable component on it. So let's get down to the basics. I could sit here and I could say, Chaney, I got to tell you, I think I am worth just enormous amounts. But then I get up my day, I think about my life, I'm living really small, I contemplate, you know, whether or not I'm going to pay my bills or not on time. I mean, you know, there is some inconsistency. So help me out naming a self-worth that would get me to the level of life I want to be at, and then tell me how the heck I'm going to get there.
Well, the inconsistency definitely stems from not knowing your values or what is most important to you in your life. And given numerous examples. Of course, now it's January. Many people making New Year's resolutions, especially when it comes to going to the gym and quote unquote losing weight. They say, I've got to. And this is going to sound funny, but a lot of people are shoulding themselves. That's S-H-O-U-L-D themselves and saying, I should, I've got to, I'm supposed to. And any time that someone is doing that, they're not living according to what's most important to them. They're living somebody else's value system or what's important to that person. So if someone's saying, I'm supposed to be doing this, I have to be doing this, and then they get up in the morning and they're feeling miserable, well, there's that inconsistency. So it stems from your values and knowing what's most important to you. And that also ties in with the self-worth, knowing your value to the world. So knowing the things that are most important to you and knowing what your value is to the world get you going, especially the values, knowing the things that are most important to you so you have congruency with mm-hmm. when you say, I would love to be doing this, I'm excited to be doing this, I'm inspired to be doing this, this is whatever we dreamed of doing. There's a big difference in the language, there's a big difference in the physiology. You are more enthusiastic, you have a higher energy that's put out, and people pick up on that, and it's sometimes referred to as a vibe. And yeah, someone may be in a situation where they're looking at their bank account or something along that line where it's not going the way they would love it to be going. So ask the question, again, your values. What do you think
okay.
is most important to
so
you?
So let me ask you this question, Mr. Cheney Weiner. Let me ask you this question. What is most important to you? I mean, you are, you know, by anybody's standard, a very successful man. You're helping empowering people across the globe. And I am so curious. I'm so thrilled you brought this up. I would have never thought to ask this question. What is most value to you?
Well, what's most important to me is inspiring other people to see their greatness and their magnificence and that they're a very special and unique person and have something to offer the world. Because I know with me, I've always looked at myself as having something, that there's just something there that I know I can offer the world. And I can see it in me, and I see a lot of other people that I know they have it in them, but they're not recognizing it. And one thing I definitely would love to say regarding this is that, obviously, I love doing what I'm doing, but it's not a matter of me being better or worse than anyone else, because no one's better or worse than anyone else, and I don't go around looking to change the world or change people, because I can only change my reaction to others and the world. I love to inspire other people to become the change they seek and the change they aspire within themselves, because every person has it, and I love to show people how they can find it within them and so they can become empowered, inspired, and to live the life they would love to live.
I love that. I'm so glad you answered that question, because that really is going to give our listeners a sense of how to get in alignment. It's really going to give everybody a sense, and, you know, believe me, it took me a long time to figure out, you know, what was most important to me as well. I mean, I didn't even think that there was such a thing as, you know, having a statement of importance and value. And I think we've almost lost that in a sense. You know, in a lot of ways. I wanted to ask you and get back to kind of the joking part of this where I pulled that 55 cents out of my pocket. You know, we speak about the importance of investing in myself and yourself and, you know, the most important aspect of this. But, you know, I've got to ask you, how do we put that in terms of the people listening to the show? You know, what is the investment that we need to put in ourselves? I mean, is it 55 cents? Is it more? Is it a dollar? Is it none of that?
That's a great question, and this can get into a whole thing about perceived value and what someone perceives as being valuable to them. And what I like to tell people is the most important investment they can ever make is in themselves, more specifically, their personal development. For example, now some people may not, quote-unquote, have enough money to go to a $2,000 seminar, but they can still invest in themselves by going to the library and reading a book on something that can help them empower their lives. Even more so, they could be listening to the show. They could be listening to all the other wonderful guests that come on your show. It all involves investing in yourself, your personal development, because that's the one investment that nobody can take away from you. And I know that many people who are in the personal development industry, some people have invested $500,000 in their personal development, which in turn inspires and helps others to invest in theirs. Now, some people may look at that as, well, they're only in it for the money, but you can't serve if you're not selling, and you're not selling if you don't serve. So investing in yourself, your personal development, is extremely important. And the other thing is, in terms of investing in yourself, you can invest in yourself in the different areas of your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be in money. It could be in your relationships, it could be in your spirituality, and it doesn't necessarily come with an extremely expensive monetary price tag, if you will. It could be, like I said, listening to the show, going to the library, buying a book at the bookstore. It's just different ways of how to invest in the most important person in your life, and that is you.
I love that. I love, you know, being able to talk about the most important person in our lives being us. And you know, yet at the same time, I want to know what we can say to our listeners so that we at least start to move ourselves up on the scale a little bit. You know what I'm saying, Chaney?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, dang, what happened, but, you know, with the old, we got to love yourself and put yourself first. We're kind of using some of the difficulties in the economy and other reasons to really forget that we are valuable, we are important. What happens when we don't realize our value? What is it that we do individually as people, but collectively, Chaney?
Well, when we don't realize our value, somebody else will determine it for you, and any area of your life that you don't empower, someone else will overpower you in that area. So this gets into also becoming obviously empowered in the different areas of your life, and of course self-worth is a big part of that. So again,
oh man, now you're talking about the self-worth pickpocketers. That's what you're talking about now.
It's a good way to look
at it.
You
know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, being in New York and, you know, walking around with your purse and not having the thing zippered. Well, you know, that's what I think you're saying. I mean, it's like we're setting ourselves up for exposure. And perhaps people that feel a level of self-worth, you know, cross a couple of boundaries. So what you're saying is, if we don't step up and look at our self-worth, it's going to be snatched out right from under our eyes.
Yeah, and you said a great thing in regards to that, and that is setting yourself up, because that's what a lot of people do. Because, again, when you ask quality questions, I'll quote Dr. DeMartini again, the quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you ask. When you ask quality questions, you come up with the answers, all of a sudden you're living a quality life. And I mentioned one of those questions before. What is it about who you are that brings value to the world? And one thing I recommend everybody to do this. I do this every night. Take that question, what is it about who I am that brings value to the world, and start asking for the different areas of your life. What is it about who I am that brings value to my relationships, that brings value to my family, my friends, my social network? Whatever question applies to you, ask that. What is it about who you are? And if you have a business, what is it about my products and services that brings value to my clients? And just every day, every night, it'll take you a few minutes, just answer three reasons how it brings value to whatever it is, and then if you do this every day for the rest of your life, you'll have tens of thousands of reasons about how you bring value to the world.
And all right, I'm going to think about this when we go off for break, because I'm afraid you're even going to ask me that question, so I need to jump on it before you do. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. For more information about us, I want to make sure that you guys know to go to the website, www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. For more information about my friend and colleague, Chaney, you can go to his website, www.wealthmasterysuccessprogram.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about those, you know, those things that really, that we think, you know, who am I and, you know, what value do I bring and to what area of my life? But more importantly, what is the fear that stops me? What is the doubt? What is the worry that stops me from completely fulfilling that space of value? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. We've got lots to talk about. We're ready to kick it off for 2010. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. What a great show and conversation. We are pulling out all the stops tonight because lack of self-worth going into 2010 is not a place you want to be. My friend and colleague, Chaney Weiner, joining me here today. Chaney has created an incredible program. We're going to hear more about it. We're going to hear why you can transform your life within seven hours. You can go to WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com, WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com. You can check it out. You know, take a look at the emotional release tools, the Millionaire Roundtable. You know, get involved in some weekly coaching calls with Chaney. I mean, there's so much you can do to get that level of self-worth way up there where it belongs. You know, Chaney, I want to thank you again for joining us and hanging in there for a full hour show with us. I mean, it's incredible. Wow, I'm just so grateful. And we've got so much to talk about. I want to get to that place of, you know, taking a look at, you know, what it is about each of us that brings value to the world. And I want to know from you what some of these critters are that get in the way. Fear, doubt, worry. I mean, are they the showstoppers?
Well, they are. And like I was saying before, they're all perceptual based, meaning that somebody will just look at a situation and just, in terms of fear, doubt, and worry, they'll just look at the negatives and the downsides of it. And the important thing to understand is, and this is something else I would recommend everyone who's listening to do, look at every situation that you've come across in your life, of course, in your past, and look at those situations where somebody may have been negative towards you or a negative, or what you perceive as a negative situation, and ask the question, well, who was there to support me? Who was doing the opposite? Where was the opposite happening? In this case, a positive event. Because here's the real fascinating thing about how the universe and how it all works. Everything works in synchronicity. So if you perceive a situation as being bad or negative or a lot of fear, well, you can't have one side without the other, and it's happening at the same time. So go back. Look in your memories, look in your past to a situation where someone may have been putting you down and ask, well, who is bringing me up in that same moment? That helps dissolve guilt and fear. That's one of the things that I actually show people how to do. It's very powerful, and you know, it may take a little digging or looking, but when you see it and you see the divine perfection, if you will, it's amazing, and you can literally have a breakthrough right on the spot.
And let's talk about having a breakthrough right on the spot, because I think this is really important. You know, we've gone so long in, I don't know, Chaney, I don't want to call it the human potential field, but let's just, for lack of a better category for it, we've gone through decades and decades of thinking that transformation, first of all, had to be difficult, and secondly, had to take forever. And what you're really presenting is that moment by moment, we are presented with opportunities to really raise the bar on our lives in a way so that we don't even have to go backwards. And I want to ask you about that. You know, are we talking about a new paradigm here?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because really it is a new paradigm, because one thing I actually came across, and just coming out of the psychology field, if you will, and having that background, that now this is just in terms of a grieving period. It's been stated that the average grieving period is 2 to 5 years, and that is absolutely unnecessary. And you can also parallel that to making a transformation in your life. Now, it doesn't take 20 or 30 years. I mean, in some cases, it can even take 20 or 30 minutes. It depends on the person. It depends on their situation. And these questions that I ask and I take people through, again, I mean, in fact, I can even take you through an example of someone who's in my program, do we have time for that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I got you for the whole hour here.
Yeah, I'm used to 30 minutes. Yeah, I had a woman who was in my program, and she had an issue with financial instability.
What does that mean? What does financial instability mean?
Well, to her, it was she was in debt. She had credit card debt. She basically blew through a lot of money, and in her perception, made a lot of mistakes money-wise in the past. And one of her big issues along with that was she felt guilty towards her husband and her son, her family. So she already acknowledged and saw that she was financially unstable. So the first question I had her ask was, well, how is your financial instability, how is that serving you? And this goes back to what I was saying before, because she's looking at her, or was looking at her financial instability as one-sided. It's awful, it's bad, it's negative, it's this. Come in with the opposite question. What are the benefits to you of it? And of course, at first, she was a little stuck on it, but she worked her way through it. And that question right there, and this applies to anyone's situation, if there's something you have a fear over, or there's something that's really pushing your buttons, ask, what's the benefit of it to you? And the other question I had to ask, because it was specific to her situation, she had a lot of, like I said, a lot of guilt towards her family. So I said, well, how is your financial instability a benefit to them? How is it a benefit to your husband? How is it a benefit to your son? And then she started to see, oh, my goodness, there are benefits to this. And she broke through this particular block in 5 hours.
Wow. I love the questions. These are tough questions.
They are.
You know, if people weren't in a confined space with you or, you know, or on a phone, I mean, a family member couldn't ask another family member that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you couldn't say to a brother, hey, dude, you know, what's that 200,000 credit card debt? You know, what is the benefit of that to you? You know what I'm saying? But you're talking about is you're asking these questions and you're really probing this with an individual in a professional way, first of all. And secondly, you're going to give the individual that's on the other end of this an opportunity to be able to work through the issue. So aren't those both components that are essential to the work that you're talking about doing in these 7 hours?
Absolutely. And at first, of course, there's the typical, well, there aren't any benefits, I can't see it, and some people get even really more charged than that. However, once they start looking and they find it and it's there, they go, oh, my God. And many times, in fact, I have them do this until they get a tear in their eye. That's when you know you've broken through. And some people, it's going to take a different amount of time. Some people, it can take a few minutes. It could be a particular question, because they'll pull up the benefit and they'll see, oh my goodness, it's not how I perceived it after all. Mm-hmm. And boom, they have that breakthrough. And you mentioned about family, and I'm definitely going to bring this up, because I was just up in New Jersey visiting. I was up there for the holidays. And
oh yeah, me too.
And yes, because I know you're from there. And I run this by my family, and they get charged.
I bet they do. I mean, I hope you're not doing this over the turkey dinner. Yes, yeah, so I bet you are. I can see you doing it.
No, not to that extent, but if something comes up, I won't force it, but if something does come up, I will bring it up because it's to benefit them. It's not for me to be on a soapbox. It's to help them.
No, I totally get it. But it is, you know, family, really, that is where a lot of times the hot buttons come up. You know,
yes.
Family, the workplace, places where we're truly invested. You know what I'm saying?
Especially family, because I have so many people in my Wealth Mastery Success program. It's a lot of times it's the family pushes their buttons. So then when they run these questions by their family, the family gets a little charged over it more than anybody else would. But then as they keep doing it, they start to see, oh, my goodness, and they have their breakthrough, and it's not as, quote-unquote, bad as they thought it was.
Well, one of the things I want to talk to you about as well is, and boy, this is incredible. This hour is going so quickly. You know, there is a saying that I really object to, and I wanted you to kind of tell me if I'm off track with this. There are a couple of things that I hear people say, and I grew up with them, Janie. I mean, honestly. You know, and one of the things I know you address is the saying that people have, no one is perfect, humans are not perfect. And I wanted to ask you about this because this has been a very inconsistent message throughout my life. You know, there are spiritual messages that kind of hinge upon this conversation, but then there are other thoughts around it, and I wanted to get your perspective on it.
I am so glad you brought this question up because this is a big one, and it's interesting because I see even people in the personal development and personal growth industry predominantly, not everybody, but predominantly are going around even stating that the illusion of being perfect, that it's an illusion, and I'm going to say it is absolutely nonsense because everyone is perfect, and here's why.
Let's hold the why. I want to hold the why because I want everybody to hear the full story. That's exactly what I expected on the Dr. Pat Show. A little controversy. No one is perfect. Bah humbug with that statement. Janie and I are going to talk about that when we come back from break. This is a very powerful message. Looking at this idea of not putting ourselves down. Is perfection a reality? Is imperfection the illusion? Wow, Janie Weiner, when we come back with the show, we're going to take this on. So get ready to improve your self-worth tenfold. We'll be right back with the show.
Day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. Welcome back to the show. What an amazing show this is. You know, we're talking about self-worth, but more importantly, we're talking about how to increase your self-worth, overcome fear, doubt, and worry, and transform any area of your life within 7 hours. You know, my very special guest today is a master at it and is masterful. Before the break, Cheney, I was saying that, you know, we talk about this idea that no one is perfect. Humans are not perfect. And I know you've got a different perspective. So I want to know two things. What is the perspective you have on it? And how does that perspective show up in the work that you do?
Well, it is a myth when someone says no one is perfect. That's an illusion because everyone is perfect, and here's why. Every human being has every single trait, and that's over 4,600 traits. Even the traits that we may despise about ourselves or others, and traits that we maybe perceive that, well, we don't have that, people will pride themselves on not having certain traits. The fact is, everyone has every trait, and every trait serves you and serves others and serves humanity. And in short, that's the perfection. We have, everyone listening, everyone has everything already. It's just expressed in a different form based on your values, and that's how you express it to other people. And the only way that somebody can really not be perfect is really if they're comparing or they have a fantasy of what perfection is supposed to be, and that's usually looked at as being one-sided, and many people will only want to be happy and positive and nice and kind, but understand that you have those complementary opposites as well. And the key part of this is every single trait serves, even the ones you may despise in yourself or others, they serve other people. The perfection, it's there already. And the only way, like I said, that someone cannot see that is if they're comparing themselves to what someone else said, perfection is supposed to be, and most people base perfection on one side in this. In fact, a real quick example of this, I'm sure everyone, of course, is familiar with what's going on with Tiger Woods. Now, everybody had Tiger Woods up on a pedestal and looked at him as this one-sided human being. No human can be one-sided, so everyone was looking at him as perfect. Now when the other side comes out, which he had there all along, everybody is now, or a lot of people are cutting him down. But even those things that people may despise about him, that serves a purpose. That serves humanity. It's people don't take the time to look at this. And even Tiger Woods came out and said that he's not perfect. I happen to disagree with that because he is. And some people will say, well, that's crazy. Well, again, if you're looking for one side in this, then no one is ever going to be perfect. When you embrace and realize that you have everything already and it serves you and other people, then you'll acknowledge your own perfection.
Well, I love what you're talking about because, you know, at some point in time, I think we lost track that we clearly, first of all, are all connected, you know, and that we are all the same species. I mean, just to kind of remind ourselves of that. But we do forget this. I want to really, you know, get to this place of comparison because comparison happens. It happens a lot. You know, we are hit with a pop culture who basically feeds on comparison. You know, what is Angelina Jolie doing today? You know, what is somebody else not doing? Tiger Woods, you know, the Hiltons, what are they doing? Brad Pitt, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, let's look at these people, let's do the great comparison and compare ourselves to them, and then let's figure out what it is they have that we don't have in life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in fact, I'm going to weave this into your question about what I teach in the Wealth Mastery Success Program. And
okay.
I'm glad that you brought up what you just said. Now, many people will look at Tiger Woods or Brad Pitt or someone who they really admire and say, well, those people have something that I don't. Well, the fact is, you have what they have. It's just expressed in a different form. And this is what I show people. In fact, this is the first step that I do teach in my program, is to discover your values, what's most important to you. And another part of what I teach is anything that you see in someone else, you have in yourself. It's just expressed differently. So if someone's looking at Tiger Woods and you have traits that you admire about him, well, where do you have it in your life? It's expressed in a different form. So this is a very important part of my program, is to have people realize that they have perfection, they have magnificence in them. It's just expressed based on their uniqueness or their own uniqueness and what's most important to them, to each person. So anytime you see someone else and you may have or may be tempted to compare yourself to someone else, rather than compare yourself to them, look and see what they have that you admire and even what you despise in them, and look and see, well, where do you have it?
Yeah,
in different areas of your life. And then you'll quickly see that you won't need to minimize yourself to someone else. You'll be right up on the level with them.
Well, I love what you're saying, because then we get to take a look at raising the bar and setting the new standard for ourselves and really setting standards that we can achieve. This is what I think is so brilliant about the show today, and what you've talked about is that, you know, this is really a journey that we get to take to, you know, really believe that we can improve our self-worth. And I want to ask you a question about something we haven't talked about, and that is conviction. And I talk about it a lot in the work that I do, in the coaching that I do. And I don't ever talk about it the same. But what I mean about conviction is the power of what we believe in ourselves. You know, we've heard a lot about the Law of Attraction, the movie The Secret, and then there are many other movies. I've got to ask you, you know, what role does conviction play in getting our self-worth so it's clearly out of the roof?
I love that question and that word conviction, because when someone actually has a conviction, they have absolute certainty that they're doing something in their life that they love, and it could be in any of the different areas of life, but I like to use the word certainty and having a presence, and I actually talk about the five P's. One of them is being present.
Oh.
And purposeful, and conviction is a great one, and it's right in there with those as well, because those who have a conviction are on purpose. They're present, they're persistent, they're perseverant, and they operate in poise. You know, they're poised, they're present, they're focused, they're determined, all these words. And I haven't heard anyone bring up conviction. That's the first time I've really heard that one brought up within the context of what we're speaking about. And in terms of how it ties in with self-worth, when you know your value to the world or to a particular area that's important to you and you're purposeful, that conviction is there. And you're just going to keep moving forward and moving forward. And no matter what comes your way, you're just going to keep moving forward. And those are the that's Bill Gates. I go on, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, every single person that people have heard of, they've all gone through this, and they've had that conviction, that inner drive, that inspired states, if you will. And those are the people who are the visionaries, if you will, as well.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I picked up on in the work that you do, and that's why I brought conviction up, you know, so often, you know, we believe in so many things outside of ourselves. And when you talked about the fact that, you know, perfection is universal for all of us, then there has to be sort of this common thread that we can really achieve what we believe. I wanted to ask you in closing what your personal thoughts are. What is the message you want to leave us with? Is it true, Achaney, that if we believe it, we can achieve it?
Absolutely. And the message I would like to leave everyone with is that no matter what happens to you during the course of your life, whether someone is nice to you or mean to you or kind to you or cruel to you, whether someone's supporting you or challenging you, you always want to master the art of taking those events, taking those challenging events, and always ask the question, how is it serving me? How is it helping me with my mission? How is this helping me with my goals? Because the very thing that you think is challenging today, a week, a month, 2 years, 5 years from now, you'll discover is really the exact thing, the very thing that you needed on the path to your journey to doing what you love to do the most. And I like to tell people to look at all these challenges, these sometimes negative situations that come up, look at them as tests. I call them universal tests to find out if you're ready for the next stage of your life, if you're ready for that next level in your life. And I always like to tell people, I've mentioned this on your show before, to always believe in who you are, because many people will look for the proof. They'll want to see proof, and I like to say to those who believe, no proof is necessary, and to those who don't, no proof is ever possible.
What a great way to end this show. Purely, purely perfection. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is always such a blast. It is such a powerful message, Shani. Please give out your website one more time for our listeners, and I want to thank you so much for helping us. Our theme this year is Thriving Again in 2010. Let's have your website and let people know how to get a hold of you.
Yes, www.wealthmasterysuccessprogram.com. That's wealthmasterysuccessprogram.com. If you put in your name and an email, you'll get a mini course, a PDF download, and an audio, a coaching call that goes along with that. And the last thing I want to say is I really appreciate everything that you're doing, all the wonderful guests you have on, because every single person that comes onto your show is contributing to helping everyone and to inspiring others for their greatest and highest purpose.
Thank you so much. And I have to give a shout-out for the station over here, you know, our buddies here at bbsradio.com. I mean, making this easy, not a glitch, an absolutely phenomenal show, and let's keep that ripple effect going. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And remember, you have that perfect P within yourself, that P of perfection, that thing that is going to catapult you to unquestionable amazement. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Dance on curtain call, take your last breath.